From next week, you've got 3 months to decide whether you want the federal government to put all your medical records online. The massive database, dubbed the My Health Record, is designed to allow critical patient information like allergies to be shared between medical professionals. But it can also include your address, your phone number and other details, prompting concerns it's a potential target for hackers. Here's George Roberts with the first in a series of reports looking at the My Health digital database.
Government videos promote the benefits for healthcare professionals.
My Health Record can make your job as a healthcare provider easier by making access to information about your patients and clients simpler.
The online health database is run by the government's digital agency. Its chief medical advisor is clinical professor Meredith Makem.
When I explain this to my patients, I say it's like an online bank account, but for your health information, and it's secure and you can access it through your mobile phone, and you can decide who gets to see the information in there and also what information's in there.
The My Health Record allows clinicians to upload patient information so other professionals treating them, like doctors and physiotherapists, can see that information via a password-protected system. Meredith Makem again.
So, for example, a shared health summary that your GP had made, which is going to have all your allergies and medicines and diagnoses and important bits of health information like that in it.
It can also hold other details like names, addresses and phone numbers of emergency contacts. The My Health website was originally an opt-in system, and so far nearly 6 million Australian patients have chosen to use it. But from Monday, the federal government starts adding everyone else, uploading up to 2 years of past Medicare records, and people have just 3 months to opt out. Medical ethics specialist Dr. Leslie Canold thinks that goes against patient-doctor confidentiality.
It violates it, and that's why we've had so much pushback from the medical profession saying that we're really uneasy about this.
One of her concerns is if a clinician uploads an incorrect diagnosis. Another is the government's ability to protect the information. More than 12,000 doctors and other healthcare providers have signed up to use the My Health system. Professor Makem won't go so far as to say it's completely fail-safe.
The security of the system is of the utmost importance, and it's something that we are not complacent about, but I'm happy to say that to date, there hasn't been any security breach of the My Health Record system.
But there have been cases of clinicians accessing patient information without permission. To find out about other potential risks, we spoke to a professional hacker and chief technical officer of an internet security company.
It's Mark Hoffman. I'm the CTO at Shearwater Solutions in, Sydney, Brisbane, Melbourne.
What are the main cyber risks with mass digitisation of data?
Well, I guess the obvious answer is that you are putting all your eggs in that one basket. You're collecting a lot of data into one location, and then obviously if there's some sort of compromise, then you're not just losing a little bit, you're potentially losing the lot at the same time. So it's just a question of how much data you can possibly lose in one go.
That's IT security expert Mark Hoffman ending George Roberts' report. And tomorrow we're taking a closer look at the privacy and security concerns. We want to hear from you. If you're already using the My Health Record or you've decided against it, email your story or your thoughts to roberts.george@abc.net.au.